Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'at-Hotep. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and you are in tune to a special edition of our radio broadcast today. Wow, we are, of course, still observing Black August, and we also are looking at something known as Black National Black Business Month. And so tonight's special edition is focused on that particular topic, and we're going to talk about the building, the further development, and the sustainment of progressive Black businesses, institutions, and communities in this day and age. So we're going to cover quite a bit of areas for tonight. But before we begin, as usual, I always like to give thanks and praises to our Creator. And, of course, I am always very, very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Okay, let's see what we got going on here for tonight. We have an open mic night. That's what we're calling this for tonight. We don't have any actual scheduled guests for you, although we do have a few folks who we expect to be calling in. But, you know, this, again, is kind of a free-flow night. We just wanted to begin to put some energy out there around some of the campaigns and projects that we're about to implement on a national level, and that being, of course, something known as In the Black. And we talk about In the Black because now is really the time. With this economy and with this kind of economic thing going on all over the country, all over the world, really, it behooves us to have a plan. And of course, there are many who have some wonderful plans going on, and certainly we want to know more about them and know more about how we can get involved in some of those plans. But certainly, the Million Women Movement has a plan also, and that's what we want to begin to share with you. Now, again, is the time. In 1997, of course, the Million Women March made its grand entry into the social, political, cultural, you name it, arena. And it's been a labor of love to bring it forward now. And we've done that. And so now we're really ready to bring forward the real plan, the real vision, the real self-determination kinds of energies that we started with. And, you know, as I always say, unfortunately, had to go through a process to get rid of those types of stagnating things that oftentimes get in the way when a group or a business or an institution is attempting to do something that's going to really be beneficial for our people, be it in our immediate communities and or worldwide. We have persevered and now are here today, you know, standing with full integrity, with the no sellout label. We can wear a sign on our on anything that we do that says no sellout, because we certainly have been mostly tempted, not at all tempted, but certainly have been presented with many things that would have led us astray if, in fact, we allowed ourselves to be so, and we did not. So as a result, we now can bring forward the kinds of things, again, that were envisioned in the very beginning, because MWM was never designed to be just an event. At any rate, In the Black. Well, now we're going to bring that campaign and that project and that whole idea forward. And it entails Black folks, you know, Black folks who are about some very positive, productive, and progressive kind of actions. And it certainly focuses on businesses, and it certainly focuses on, well, we're going to tell you more about that very, very shortly, okay? So let's see. What we want to do just want to check our live for a minute. Now, we've been having just a few technical difficulties, so if for whatever reason we should get disconnected or whatever, abruptly interrupted, unexpectedly, usually we are able to get back on within a short period of time. So, you know, if that should happen, just make sure you kind of call back in or what have you. And, again, we usually are able to get right in. Okay. I want to remind you there are some changes that have been made. We initially were going to do our African Holistic Health and Healing Garden Party on September the 1st. That has been changed to September the 9th, which is on a Sunday. It's the same location, though, the Union Baptist Church. We will hold it from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And so, again, please take note of that particular change. Again, we will be hosting the African Holistic Health and Healing Garden Party, which is also an action forum. Okay, see, when we talk about having a party, we're also talking about some action. So there's going to be action forums held at that event as well. Now, at that event, there's going to be several demonstrations, you know, for, you know, personal body care, shall we say, as well as there'll be, you know, vendors there. And there's going to be discussions, and discussions will also talk about the development of Black business and how can we support our businesses more realistically. It's one thing to say we need to buy Black, we need to support Black, but we need to really look at some real kinds of actions that has us being consistent and that we can really see that what we're doing has, you know, is going to have an impact. So we're going to be talking about some of those types of things on, again, September the 9th. Here in Philadelphia from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And that's just one of several events or several activities that we're going to be hosting. Now, another activity that we're going to host here is September the 2nd. Now, September the 2nd is an actual day to talk about Black businesses and how we can not only begin to create a more dynamic network, but also the plans for In the Black. We're going to be able to really kind of show a little more succinctly what some of In the Black is about. So, again, if you're in the Philadelphia area, please join us on September the 2nd. We're going to be at the Willie G. Williams Community Center, and that's located at 1016-18 South Street. Again, 1016-18 South Street here in Philadelphia. The admission is free. And again, we're going to talk about how we need to focus on building Black businesses, institutions, and, of course, community development. Okay? So, again, that's going to take place at 4 o'clock at the Willie G. Williams Community Center, 1016-18 South Street. Now, let's see, what else are we looking at? Our final announcement. Okay, also coming up at the Willie G. Williams Community Center, we're going to be introducing to you a new entity that's here also in Philadelphia, and it's known as UBON. All right, now, that's going to be very, very interesting because UBON, wow, it's a new dynamic in Philly that is very focused at this point in time specifically on properties. How we as Africans in the U.S. and particularly here in Philadelphia right now, how we can obtain some of these abandoned properties. Now, it shows how important it is that we do so because many communities that are Black communities, meaning where Black folks pretty much are residing, is being, you know, dilapidated, is falling apart. And so we really have to begin to address that. And so there's now a group here in Philadelphia that is very, very proactive in doing so. And so UBON is in the process of looking at obtaining 100 properties here in Philadelphia that would then begin to be regulated to helping our people. 200 of those properties will be specifically focused on homelessness, sisters that are coming out of abusive situations, and so forth and so on. There is also a move here to look at developing a black contractors union. So we're going to be telling you more about that. Again, Brother Bill Webb is very much involved in the coordination. He's actually the founder, the co-founder of the U-Bond group. And he may be calling in a little later on tonight, I'm not sure, but certainly you'll be hearing more from him on our regular radio program. And again, on September the 2nd, the first session, the introductory session, September the 1st, will be the first session for UBON. And again, if you're in the Philadelphia area, you definitely want to check them out. Okay, let's see. The thing we wanted to focus on tonight, of course, was also the BBBCO. Now, on August the 31st here in Philadelphia, again, a press conference will be held at the Union Baptist Church, which, of course, is where Madam C.J. Walker had her first Beauty Cultures Convention, August the 31st, 1917. So it makes perfect sense to hold a press conference there, to begin to launch a campaign, a national campaign that will begin to bring beauticians, braiders, barbers, and cosmetologists together. Absolutely. Why? Why begin to bring that group together in a way that will begin to make a difference in our community? Well, needless to say, this is one of the oldest black businesses in our community. And, of course, as we've talked about before in our program, every family, for the most part, in our communities, at least one person is going to visit one of those people a couple of times a month. So we already know by connecting to a group of people who are a mainstay in our community and a group of people who are independent. Now, this is very key. Because a lot of things that are put out there today are focused on getting a grant or getting some corporate sponsoring. Well, that's fine for some, and that's fine for some things, but certainly not for everything and not for everybody. Therefore, we've created something that we know is very, very productive and that we can now begin to bring independent minds, business-savvy folk who also have a specific area of trade or a specific area of skill, bring them together and connect that to social issues. So essentially the BBBCO is an association that consists of beauticians, braiders, barbers, and cosmetologists. But the key thing, too, along with that membership is these are brothers and sisters who are not only in that field, but who also want to make a difference in their community, in our communities. And so now we are creating an entity within the community that is going to be there every day and in such a way that we can now, as we say, connect these dots. So we're putting a call out tonight to all of the beauticians, the braiders. All of you are going to see someone at some point in time. If you have locks, you're going to see a loctician 9 times out of 10. You know, if you have children, you're taking your sons to get their hair cut, or you're taking your daughter to get her hair braided, or what have you. You know, we also included in this membership component those who provide personal care, body care. We tell people who do massaging, reflexology, other kinds of things to help care for the body. Well, they're included in this group as well. So pass the word and let them know there is now a national group, a national association, in order to bring about change in our community, because this group, this, let me show you how very, very special this group really is. It's not just, again, beauticians, braiders, barbers, cosmetologists, and personal body care facilitators. This group will also facilitate Black business in another way, meaning we also want those who are making products. If you're making shea butter for the skin or hair product or some other kind of product, loofah to cleanse the skin or something else, that maybe some herbal compound that can even be taken internally, we want to know what you have, and therefore we want to also help distribute these quality natural products. And so, with the BBBCO, a national membership under the MWM umbrella, it will allow us to place products in shops, salons, all over the country. This is our target group. This is our first group that we want to market to and that we want to develop a business relationship with. And again, this particular area of business, we're talking about a multi-billion dollar industry, along with the music industry, the so-called beauty, cosmetic, personal care industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. Now, are we, as African people, as Black people, are we really getting a fair share of those revenues? Absolutely not. Now, many of the shops are utilizing products that are not produced by Black folks. We know that many of the products that even say Black something or whatever, or give some illusion that it might be manufactured by someone Black, we know now from our research that many of them really are not. They're manufactured by other people. And so we are deliberately giving our monies to other people, and I'm talking about from a business standpoint in terms of those who operate shops, and we are unconsciously giving our monies to other people. And in this day and age, it's just not necessary, and it certainly is not wise. So, again, we figured out a way to begin to tap into that area a bit more effectively so that our people can have a lot more leeway and be a lot more advantageous to us. And so the BBBCO, that's how it's going to operate. We're going to look at how to do polling so that we can begin to see on a national level how many shops or some of the shops to a greater extent. We want to see what products are they buying. We want to be able to take a poll to really know and understand, are they aware of Black products, real Black products? Because, again, remember, the BBBCO, under the umbrella of the Million Women Marketing Division, we are now going to bring in natural products from all over the country. We will have available between 25 and 50 products by our anniversary time in October. We will have those products available, and then by the so-called holiday season, we will be ready to distribute them nationwide. So this, needless to say, targets specifically our own clientele. It also allows us to matriculate and generate our own spending dollars the way we want to. This is conscious spending, conscious buying. This is also principles of Ujima, Ujima, and other principles that we have begun to embrace and develop further. And so, again, you're going to hear more about that certainly the rest of this month as we begin to look closer at National Black Business Month, but also as we begin to proceed in a really five-year kind of projection so that we can now see to a greater extent our own ability to distribute products nationwide. Presently, as you all surely know, it is other people who have the larger distribution chains or facilities that people are purchasing from. Well, we've done our homework, and in doing so, we now know we do not have to do that. So we're going to open up the lines about now and see if we have any callers that want to make a comment, or if you have a product or a plan of action that can help generate black businesses or to help sustain black business or whatever. We'd like to hear your comment about what you think or something that you may already be working on. If you want to share that with us, please push one now, and we will begin to open up the line. In the meantime, we want to begin to share a few other things with you, and that, of course, is in the examination of Madam C.J. Walker. Again, we looked at the work of Madam C.J. Walker and realized that it was time to not only put into motion in this day and age some of the techniques or some of the tactics that Madam C.J. Walker showed us, and we now see it alive and living well in other people's kinds of programs, such as Avon and Mary Kay and Amway. We see some very similar kinds of things happening in those companies, and they certainly aren't as old as Madam C.J. Walker, so we have to say that she certainly was a pioneer. She and, of course, a few other black women, but we know that Madam C.J. Walker had not only the entrepreneur expertise and insight, she was also an activist. So that's one of the reasons why we kind of made sure that we connected a little more so with Madam C.J. Walker than some of the other sisters, the black females, who were also very, very important figures in that field of beauty culture or hair or whatever. But again, Madam C.J. Walker, we found that she was socially conscious in that she participated in marches and participated in activities going to Washington, D.C. to take a petition to help fight the lynchings of our people at that time and participating in what they had in New York. Oh, my goodness, this was so many years ago. They had like a silent march to walk through the streets. Hundreds of people walked through the streets with their signs, and they were all silent, though, but they all were representing the fight for justice, and again, to help stop the murders of our people. And so she was, again, more than just a brilliant businesswoman. She was also a woman who fought for our freedom and for the ability for us to be able to obtain what is really rightfully ours. And so it behooves us today to do what we need to do. With all of these great examples being set for us, we can only continue to do that work today. So with the BBB Co., we pay tribute to Madam C.J. Walker in an action kind of way, because this particular association will be able to hire folks. Absolutely. That is the objective here, to provide employment, for lack of a better word, to provide opportunities, so that we can begin to deal with some of the issues that we talk about. For those sisters who have been formerly incarcerated, for those sisters who are coming out of abusive situations or transitional situations and therefore need to make extra income, they'll be able to do that, because with the products that we will have, they'll be able to host their own, do what we call You Move parties. They'll be able to host those parties. They'll be able to make sales in other ways, and in doing so, be able to keep the commissions from those sales. This is economic development at its best, as far as I'm concerned. This is holistic economic development. And so, again, we increase the sales of the manufacturer, which, of course, are black, the producers of the products. And then we also allow monies to go to our salespersons. while, of course, being able to present or bring the idea of living and utilizing more natural products. So it's really a win-win situation. And that is our intention, to make certain that we now begin to do things on a multi-level kind of way, because we talk about issues, we talk about concerns, but we often do not talk about how are we going to address these issues, how are we going to address these concerns. Well, we've come up with some ways to do that, and in doing so, we've come up with, I think, a very dynamic plan that will truly make a serious difference. So let's see. It doesn't seem like anyone has any comments or questions for tonight. I'm looking at our boards, and I'm not seeing anyone indicating that they want to add in for tonight. So with that said, I don't see a couple of people that I thought would be calling in. I don't see them either. But that's all good. As long as we're able to make this announcement tonight, then that serves the purpose. So we won't have a long extended program, it seems, but when we are having still some problems with our boards. I'm not sure what the heck is going on. So with that said, we're going to have to, I'm not even sure if we're still on. I hope that we are. Somehow my voice just crashed on us, so I'm not sure what's going on, but we're going to try to continue nevertheless. Okay, looks like we're back now. Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty tonight, so we're probably going to close out in a few moments. But at any rate, I want to thank all of you for tuning into this segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation for tonight. And we will try to pick this back up later on this week, because we are having some technical difficulties tonight. And all we can do is basically ask all of you to stay posted, and we'll try to, again, pick up on what we wanted to present to you later on this week. But we do want to remind you that August the 31st, we will do a press conference at the Union Baptist Church, and that will be one of the official launchings for the In the Black project, as well as the BBBCO. And also on September the 9th, we will be hosting our African Holistic Health and Healing Garden Party, and that too will be at the Union Baptist Church, which is located at 19th and Spring Garden. 19th and Fitzwater Street. It's in South Philadelphia. It will start at 3 o'clock, from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And then we will be over at the Willie William Community Recreation Center on September the 2nd. And there we will hold our Black Business Institution and Community Development session. That will start at 4 o'clock. Now, for more information, please feel free to contact us at nationalmwm@aol.com, nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. If you have a natural product that you would like for us to look at, and you are interested in having us to market it and perhaps be a distributor, again, you can reach us at nationalmwm@aol.com or call 267-636-3802. And remember, on September the 9th, if you are interested in exhibiting your natural product, we do have vending space, exhibitor space available. And again, you can contact us at that email address, or you can call us via telephone. Okay, family, again, we are having a few technical difficulties. We're going to try to take care of those tonight and get our board straightened out for later on this week. And we will continue this dialogue perhaps on Wednesday. In the meantime, we thank you all for tuning in, and we certainly look forward to communicating with you later this week. Until then, we will leave you as we greeted you earlier, and that, of course, is in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. And remember, there can really be no real justice, no real Ma'at, without real freedom. And certainly there can be no real peace, Hotep, without true justice. Until next time, Tutanana.